More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we told you so. Not just me, but many others told you so. That if Joe Biden was elected, you would have a massive crisis in this country very quickly as they go back to these stupid rules that take away our energy independence. And here we are. Everything that we warned you would happen is happening. We warned you that high taxes were going to happen. We warned you there would be issues with inflation. We warned you that government spending would get out of control. We warned you that socialism was coming. My good buddy Dan Bongino last night was on Fox, and he had this to say, and it's exactly what we have been talking about now for months. Every single thing that we said was going to happen with this administration is happening now in real time.
Everything we warned would happen, you, me, the great one, Mark Levin, and other ones, before the election, if Biden did X, we said Y would happen. Well, Y is happening right now. We warned them. Unbelievable spending levels and government blowouts would lead to inflation. 4.2% headline inflation this month. We warned them, you know, disrupt the growing energy industry in this country. What are we going to have? We're going to have a gas crisis. What happened? We're having a gas crisis now. You know, we warned them, don't open up the schools. You're going to get a bunch of parents really upset who can't find a way to educate their kids. What happened? It's happening now. You know, we warned them international weakness overseas was going to lead to global disruption. What happened? You're seeing it now. Folks in the mainstream media, you've got to wake up. This is serious. This isn't political.
He's right. It isn't political. This is real life. You know, the politics of this, and let's be clear, why did people not like Donald Trump? They didn't like his tweets, right? He was a mean tweeter. Orange man bad, right? Somebody put up, it was a great meme. It says, I sure could go for a mean tweet and $1.79 gas right now. Look at inflation and look at pricing right now. Look at the stock market and what's it doing. Why has the stock market just had two horrific days in a row? Massive drops. It's all because of inflation, government spending out of control, and an economy that's not doing well. Unemployment rates just went up, not down, after we gave $1.9 trillion in slush fund money to the leftists and the socialists, and they decided to spend less than 10 cents of every dollar on actually COVID relief. But you look at what you have right now. Lumber's up 400%. Can't build a house right now for anything close to what it was even 30 days ago or 60 days ago or 90 days ago. People are now doing bids for housing and projects. And they're saying in their bids, this bid is good for like a day or two. That's how bad it's gotten. Ammunition up 800%. Copper up 130%. National debt's at $28 trillion. The second largest jump in American history behind World War II. Inflation up 4.3%. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse. Now, you look at the gas shortage right now. Why is this gas shortage happening? Okay. One, we're now paying ransom, apparently, in this country under the Biden administration. So we're now going to incentivize this to happen a lot more. Remember how we weren't supposed to negotiate with terrorists and Obama and Biden said the hell with that. And they sent billions of dollars to Iran. Remember that in a deal when we paid ransom to terrorists? Well, now we're being told we paid ransom again. Colonial Pipeline did not pay the money. That's what we're being told. The payment came shortly after the attack got underway last week. The FBI quote, discourages organizations from paying ransom to hackers. So there's misinformation out there right now. Some of the administration have said that Colonial did not pay the $5 million in ransom. Some are saying the government did. We're trying to get clarification on that. I'm going to let you hear what the Energy Secretary had to say about that in just a moment, and the Transportation Secretary as well. But what we do know is we don't know where the money necessarily came from, but we know the money was paid out from Colonial Pipeline Company. They gave $5 million to Eastern European hackers on Friday, contradicting reports earlier this week from the White House that the company had no intention of paying an extortion fee to help restore the company's largest fuel pipeline, according to two people familiar with the transaction. In fact, this means that the Transportation Secretary and the Energy Secretary lied to the American people. Remember that lie. The company paid the hefty ransom, and again, we're not sure if it's their money or somebody else's money, but we know they paid the money, in untraceable cryptocurrency within hours of the attack, underscoring the immense pressure faced by the Georgia-based operator to get gasoline and jet fuel flowing again to major cities along the eastern seaboard. A third person familiar with the situation said U.S. government officials are aware that Colonial made a payment, but they're lying about it. Once they receive the payment, the hackers provide the operator with a decrypting tool to restore its disabled computer network. The tool was so slow that the company continued using its own backups to help restore the system, one of the people familiar with the company's efforts said. A representative from Colonial declined to comment, as did a spokesman for the National Security Council. The hackers, which the FBI said are linked to a group called DarkSide, specialize in digital extortion and are believed to be located in Russia or Eastern Europe. It's probably the Russians. I think it's fair to say the Russians are colluding with the Biden administration to force you into buying an electric vehicle. I'm going to go with that for a moment. On Wednesday, media outlets, including the Washington Post and Reuters, reported that the company had no immediate intention of paying the ransom. Those reports were based on anonymous sources. They obviously were wrong. Ransomware is a type of malware that locks up a victim's files, which the attackers promise to unlock only if you give them payment. More recently, some ransomware groups have also stolen victims' data and threatened to release it unless paid, a kind of double extortion. Deputy National Security Advisor acknowledged that sometimes companies may have no choice but to pay ransoms, telling reporters, quote, we recognize, though, that companies are often in a difficult position if their data is encrypted and they do not have backups and cannot recover the data. In other words, pay it. The FBI discourages organizations from paying ransom to hackers, saying there is no guarantee they will follow through on their promises to unlock the files. It also provides incentives to other would-be hackers, the agency said. Such guidance provides a quandary for victims who have to weigh the risk of not paying with the costs of loss or exposed records. A report released last month, by the way, by Ransomware Task Force said the amount paid by ransomware victims increased by 311% in 2020. It's about $350 million in cryptocurrency. The average ransom paid by organizations in 2020 was $312,000, according to reports. Now, what is the White House saying about this?
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Biden White House has pretty much become totally useless, whether it be on the ransomware issue, whether it be on terrorism in the Middle East, whether it be on the economy. Joe Biden on the gas crisis was asked a question. You want to know what he said about the gas crisis, which they first said wasn't a crisis, and they also lied and said there weren't lines and there weren't people running out of gas, and yeah, that was all a lie. Well, now they're asked about this. Listen to what Biden said when he was asked about the gas crisis and what you need to know.
I'd also point out that I think what this shows is that I think we have to make a greater investment in education as it relates to being able to train and graduate more people proficient in cybersecurity.
So this incompetent leader, Joe Biden, who can't even figure out what the hell he's saying, actually tells the American people while they can't get gasoline to put in their cars and airlines are having to change the way they're flying across the country because they can't get gas, that we need to make a greater investment in education. That's how we're going to fix this. No accountability for the people that are committing these crimes. Nothing that says don't do it again or where you're going to be held accountable. Nothing about warning countries that allow these terrorists, because this is terrorism. This is terrorism behind a keyboard, but it's terrorism. You think about old school terrorist attacks, and we need to understand this because I think we don't understand the severity of cyber attacks and this new type of terrorism. Olden days, if you want to take out a pipeline, you'd actually have to like use an explosive and blow something up, right? Or you'd have to disconnect something. And usually that could be fixed fairly quickly. Nowadays, you can do significant damage to the point where we are running out of gas, having state of emergencies declared in more than a dozen states, and having planes that are having to change the way that they fly because of people behind a keyboard. Okay, behind a keyboard. Just think about that. Behind a keyboard. And we act like it's not as big of a deal because, well, it's like they blew something up. This is more effective than actually blowing up a gas line. This has bigger disruptions to society than blowing up a pipeline, because then you know where to go, you know where to fix it, and you know how to get things back together. And this administration is so incompetent, but I'm not sure it's total incompetence. I actually think part of this is they looked at this as a blessing in disguise. Well, this will force people to look at alternative energy again, which is what we demand anyway. Well, you know, if people can't find gas, they may think, wow, I wish I had a Tesla right now, right? I wish I had an electric car to plug in right now. I mean, if these gas prices go through the roof, which they are, and there's no indication that gas prices are going to come down because of the policies of this administration and them shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and doing everything they can to ruin our independence on energy that we got stability from Donald Trump under. But May, hey, Orange Man tweeted bad things, so let's not vote for him. I mean, I like that $1.30 of gas, $1.40, $1.50. Now, screw that. We're going back to $4, folks. And Biden, if you look at this pipeline shutdown, and there's no indication that they're going to fix this problem. There's nothing that says, okay, we got to figure out a way to be more, you know, energy independent. I'll give you another example, all right? You look at the transportation secretary, and of course, all of them are going on TV and they're going on CNN because CNN is the propaganda channel, and CNN will do whatever the hell you tell them to do if you want to be a guest, right? You Hell, they'll probably give you the questions beforehand. But you look at the U.S. Department of Transportation, Mayor Pete is the guy, right? He's a transportation secretary. Does he seem like he's that angry or mad that this happened? And does he seem like he's actually going to do anything to try to stop it from happening again? Or having backup systems or other ways to make sure that we're not solely dependent on one pipeline? And this could happen again to the same pipeline. Don't forget that. Take a listen.
Well, pipeline, based on what you're hearing from the company, when will full service be restored?
So all of the indications that we've seen so far are very encouraging. Product is moving, but it moves slowly, about 5 miles an hour in some cases. And so it will take a few days for things to be fully back to normal. And it's one of the reasons why we didn't skip a beat from the very beginning of this through this interim period in making sure that we're supporting other ways to get product to where it needs to be, whether that's over the water, whether that is with trucks, with some of the flexibilities our department's provided to try to ease any of those supply disruptions that may continue for the next few days in that interim period as we get to full normal operations on the pipeline.
State officials have made the point that what's really driven the shortage here is panic buying, right? Is that people thinking there's going to be a shortage, they go out and, you know, they're filling up and leading to some of this. I wonder what you say to folks.
By the way, I love this. They're now, CNN is now blaming you, right? You're a consumer. A pipeline goes down. It's being held for ransom by terrorists, but it's really your fault because you went out and put gas in your car. What the hell did you think was going to happen? If I hear that there's a pipeline that's gone down, it's the biggest pipeline, the most important pipeline, and I'm seeing that there's state of emergencies being declared in these states, do you think I'm not going to go put gas in my car? Did you think I wasn't going to go put gas in a gas can? I mean, we live in a country, let's be clear, filled with a lot of idiots. Do I need to remind you of the idiots? You had a pandemic, a COVID-19 pandemic, that does not include explosive diarrhea, and we ran out of toilet paper. You couldn't buy toilet paper. And if you got COVID, you did not have explosive diarrhea that needed a bunch of toilet paper. But we hoarded the hell out of it, didn't we? We hoarded the hell out of batteries. We did cleaning supplies. We went berserk on. We went in water. There was no indication with COVID-19 that, like, water wasn't going to work. But what happened? No water. Can't find it anywhere because of COVID, which COVID has nothing to do with the water supply. So now you want to think that when you actually have a real cause and effect, pipeline goes down, less supply, that people aren't going to go out and buy the product, which is directly connected and related to the shortage or outage. You're stupid. But this is CNN, right? This is the Communist News Network. Socialist News Network telling you, well, it's really panic buying. It's kind of you guys' fault, isn't it? It's the American people's fault that we're in this situation.
State officials have made the point that what's really driven the shortage here is panic buying, right? Is that people thinking there's going to be a shortage, they go out and, you know, they're filling up.
By the way, there is a shortage, you idiot. I mean, Jim Sciutto, who's a former DNC operative in Washington, worked for the top leaders in the Democratic Party, is putting this propaganda out there, actually wanting you to believe that there was not a shortage. There was clearly a shortage when the pipeline went down. He actually made you believe there in the opening of his statement that there was not really a shortage. Okay, so the biggest pipeline goes down, and you want me to believe that there's not a shortage, and the only reason why there's a shortage is because I went out and bought gas? I'm calling BS.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny. the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Little side note here. You remember Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is like an expert and the smartest man he knows in the field of gas, right? That's what he got paid for in Ukraine. Why isn't Joe Biden not dispatching his secret weapon, his son, to solve the gas shortage problem in this country? I'm asking. He literally says the smartest man he knows, right? The man's son was paid $180,000 a month for his expertise in the field in Ukraine. Come on, man. Why don't we utilize your son? Now, back to this stupid CNN interview with Secretary of Transportation Mayor Pete, who knew nothing about transportation before he got this job, but we had to have an openly gay man in a cabinet position because that was a promise to the American people. Fill a quota. Find a mayor. Put him in there. Does he know anything about transportation? Doesn't matter. And then CNN carrying water for Mayor Pete and others saying, well, there's not really a shortage of gas. It's just the idiot Americans who went out and bought too much of it.
State officials have made the point that what's really driven the shortage here is panic buying, right? Is that people thinking there's going to be a shortage, they go out and, you know, they're filling up and leading to some of this. I wonder what you say to folks who and understandably might be worried. But what do you say to folks who are going out there filling up, you know, at every opportunity?
See, you guys are stupid. That's what they're telling you. You guys are dumb. It's your fault. You're idiots that went out there and bought gas. Well, you've kind of conditioned them to, like, be panicked. Wear a mask. Got to wear it for 2 weeks, now 2 months, now a year, now 2 years. Now seasonal. Got to wear a mask even after you've been vaccinated, but you got to get vaccinated or you're going to die. You want to know why people are acting like they're paranoid? Maybe it's because you and the government have conditioned us now to freak out over everything. We got a pandemic. Shut everything down. Shut schools down. Shut churches down. Shut down normal life. Can't see your family. Can't bury your family. Can't have a birthday party. Can't dance at a wedding. That's an actual law in Washington, D.C. So you have a pipeline that goes down and people run to a gas station. Cause and effect, bro. To quote Joe Biden, come on, man. And listen to Mayor Pete's response.
Yeah, I certainly understand why there's concern, but my message is don't let this turn into a self-fulfilling prophecy. We are seeing issues where there might not have been issues otherwise because people rushed to the pump and took more than they needed. Of course, if you need to fill up to get to where you're going or to go through your daily routine or get ready for tomorrow, that's normal and that's expected. But you don't need to, certainly don't need to be hoarding. We have...
Again, I got to pause here. Did you think Americans were not going to hoard gas? They don't trust you guys. They don't trust the government. They don't trust science. They don't trust the pipelines because you guys shut them down when we do have them. And then you say, well, governors are saying that this is really just because of hoard buying that we're having a shortage when an actual pipeline shut down. And by the way, CNN, you're lying. You wanted me to give you proof? Fine. I'll give you the proof that you're asking for. Governor of Georgia said nothing close to what CNN's claims elected leaders in states are saying, right? They're saying, well, they're saying, look, it's just hoard buying. You guys stop hoarding gas and the problem disappears. And this is really about you guys buying too much gas and there's no problem. That's not what the governor of Georgia said. In fact, the governor of Georgia made it clear. This is a problem because you idiots, Mayor Pete and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you guys shut down our energy independence in this country. And maybe you should think about, I don't know, opening up another pipeline like the Keystone Pipeline.
Well, look, I think that's one of the things that we need to look at, not only from the state's perspective, but even more so from a national perspective. I mean, I think people are seeing now that pipelines coming into the country bringing energy are pretty dang important. You know, there's some in the country that have taken a different view of that for different reasons to bring all kind of different alternative fuel supplies here. I've always been a supporter of, you know, any and all of the above when it comes to energy. You know, obviously I'm a huge supporter of the electric vehicle market that's emerging in Georgia. We're going to, I think, lead the country in a lot of those ways, but also realize a lot of people drive cars like myself that need gasoline or other vehicles that need diesel fuel.
Well, I mean, the governor there is spot on. He's okay with alternative energy, but you don't destroy America's energy independence to force people into buying a product because you make the other product unavailable. That's what you're dealing with here. And he said it right. The governor said it right. I think people are seeing that the pipelines coming into this country bringing energy are pretty dang important. You better believe it's important. Now, let's go back to another example of the BS that we're seeing on TV. CNN also gave a safe place for the U.S. Energy Secretary to come on to talk about what's going on. Listen to the crap that she's selling. It's even better than what Mayor Pete was selling.
Supply be back to normal at East Coast gas stations.
Yeah, good question, Brianna. And for your viewers, obviously, this largely affects the Southeast. This is the largest pipeline in the country, 5,500 miles. It's not like flipping a switch, even though they resumed operations at 5 o'clock last evening. And we just got off the phone with the CEO who said that things looked like they went well over the evening. It still takes a while to get the gasoline through the pipeline to the terminals, and then for the truckers to offtake from the terminals and then drive them to gas stations. So people will start to see normalcy in the next couple of days. Hopefully by the end of the weekend, the consumer won't even know that the shortage exists anymore.
Hold on a second. The transportation secretary said there was no shortage. You just said there is a shortage. The White House says that there's no major problem, then they come back and say, well, the problem will be over soon. And then the answer to this problem moving forward, to quote Joe Biden, is we need to have more people get an education.
I'd also point out that I think what this shows is that I think we have to make a greater investment in education as it relates to being able to train and graduate more people proficient in cybersecurity.
That's our answer. So we're going to send people to school to somehow deal with this problem. We need to make a greater investment in education, and that is the takeaway from this crisis. That isn't a crisis, but it is a crisis. You want to know how bad the gas prices are right now?
Hoda, good morning again. We just got a major headline in moments ago. This coming from Gas Buddy. They're saying the national average of a gallon of gas has now hit $3. That's the first time in 7 years.
Welcome to socialism, folks. 7 years it's been since we hit $3 a gallon gas in this country, which decimates our economy because that is something that everybody, regardless of their means, has to buy to get from point A to point B. And even if they don't, they ride a bus, the price of bus tickets still goes up. So the national average of gas in this country has just hit $3 a gallon, the first time in 7 years. There are consequences for our actions, folks. And when you put a socialist in the White House, this is what you get. And even NBC News had to report the facts for once.
Hoda, good morning again. We just got a major headline in moments ago. This coming from Gas Buddy. They're saying the national average of a gallon of gas has now hit $3. That's the first time in 7 years. The reason? Take a look behind me. These lines are getting longer and longer by the minute.
Wait. I thought there was no lines. How are there longer and longer lines now? NBC News, you guys are reporting there was no lines. We've been told by the transportation secretary that there was no crisis at the pump. We were told that there was no shortage. It was just people hoarding gas. Which one is it?
This gas station has fuel, and that's why these lines are forming. But all across this area here in Charlotte, we were seeing gas stations without gas, basically those plastic bags over the pump. And that's why people are lining up right now.
So they are lining up. So to recap, the White House lied, there are lines. The White House lied, there are shortages. The White House lied about gas prices skyrocketing. And the White House lied about shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, saying that it would not hurt our energy independence. So the White House lied on all of this. You think maybe they did it on purpose? You think maybe what we told you was going to happen is actually happening in real time, that they were going to artificially inflate the price of gasoline and they were going to do everything they could to force you into new alternative energy? It looks like that's exactly what they're doing. All right, please hit share and share this podcast with your family and friends. Tell others about it as we continue to grow and fight against big tech that has shut us down on Facebook. Thank you guys for your support. I'll see you tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.